Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, baby. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello. That's very funny. Anyway, we have a few things that we're getting into today. Hope you had a good day at work. Did you have a case of the Mondays? Yeah, I had a case of the Mondays, but it's not. It's just more like where does the time go? It seems like it was just hours ago. It was Friday, and now it's Monday, and it just keeps accelerating and going faster and faster and faster. And all right, first of all, hey Pascual Maggiore in the next room. Could we have the audio, please? If you are just joining us, you were at work all day, you were busy. Big news on the Canadian border, and here it is.
If they are eligible to enter Canada, fully vaccinated travelers will no longer have to quarantine upon arrival. The earlier start date of August the 9th for fully vaccinated American citizens and permanent residents is an acknowledgement and recognition of our shared border and our close relationship with the United States.
Okay, but the fine print is, even if you are vaccinated, you're going to have a COVID test. Now, COVID tests, I got the bill for mine. I was a little bit surprised at how expensive they were. So, I mean, we're talking like, you know what? I'm not real good with money. It's just, it was more expensive than I thought. It was over 100, but less than 500, somewhere in that range. I had two different tests done at the place on Main Street in Williamsville. So, anyway, we all have different life circumstances, okay? You've got them. I've got them. And my life circumstances are such, I can honestly tell you that if Canada, if I never set foot in Canada again, I'm totally cool with that, all right? There's nothing and no one I need to see in Canada. And it is not worth it to me to get a COVID test just so I can cross the border and go to a concert. It's not worth it. You know, I'll wait for whoever I want to see to come to the United States, because most of the people I want to see are washed up has-beens that play smaller venues, you know? I mean, you know, at some point I'll be 80 and Donald Fagen will be 100 and something, and I'll say, let's go see Steely Dan at the Riviera. I mean, that'll happen. Is it worth it to you? Why do you need to go to Canada? Number one. The other thing is, do you think that mask mandates and restrictions are coming back? And I have to ask you this. Actually, Tim Wenger sent me this, actually a story from WGRZ-TV, Channel 2. We've got friends over there. Erie County will reconsider restrictions if COVID-19 cases keep going up. When two on your side asked about large-scale events at Highmark Stadium and Salem Field, Polenkar said he would consider reinstating restrictions if needed. As COVID-19 cases start to rise again around the nation, some may be wondering about the potential for a major resurgence in Western New York and whether restrictions would have to be reinstated if that happened. County Executive Mark Polenkar said, with the increased infection rate across the country, large-scale venues like Salem Field and the football stadium, do you think it's time to review whether or not the rules need to be altered in some fashion? Okay, that was actually Channel 2. Polling Carr said, if by chance the numbers really shot up, then we would reconsider it, but we're not at that point yet. If we see in September and October a dramatic rise in cases, we're going to have to seriously consider whether it makes sense to have these large events without having further restrictions. But we're going to take our time and make a decision based on the actual facts. Oh, really? Since when did that ever affect Mark Poelinghuis? So anyway, do you believe, you know, they're ever going to let us out of this? And I'm asking the question that way because there's a piece on Town Hall about the newly instituted restrictions in Los Angeles County, which the sheriff there is not going to enforce. Delighted to hear that. But my question would be, well, will the health officials be able to request the presence of a sheriff if they're going to do a health raid on a place? Because we saw that in Erie County, where we had Erie County deputies escorting health inspectors, even though the deputies didn't really want to do it. They had to do it because they had to offer protection to the DOH people, okay? So Dr. Burstein could earn her, you know, multi-gazillion dollars in overtime. Serving the public, of course, all in the name of the public good. You know, just like Blackbeard was working for the public good. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Masking your children. My kids are older. Your kids might not be. How are your kids with wearing a mask? The American Academy of Pediatrics, I'd like to know their ideology, where they lean. I suspect I know, but they believe that children 2 years older should be wearing masks. Two and up should wear masks. And I'm just like, what world? I'm sorry, do you lose common sense when you go to medical school? I mean, you know what? You must lose common sense when you go to medical school. Because many years ago, I read in a very reputable source, Ripley's Believe It or Not, that there was this medical professor somewhere in Germany, and his final question to his students, his educated medical students, was, why does the dog wag his tail when he sees us? And some of the students would go into these long descants about why, and the only answer the doctor wanted was, well, because the dog's happy to see us. But again, illustrative of common sense. I think a lot of people lose it with the more education they have. How many people do you know who are book brilliant and street smart dumb? I know a lot of those people. But by the way, this July spike is not unusual. One of my friends analyzes data for a living. He told me months ago that we'd see a spike in July, no matter what. He analyzes data trends. This should surprise absolutely nobody. Doesn't surprise me. I was told about it months ago. Here is Bert in Niagara. Bert, you're on WBEN. What side of the border are you on, sir?
I'm on the Canadian side.
All right. Well, talk to me about how do you feel about Americans invading your country again?
Oh, welcome. Come on over. By the way, you insulted me. You said you couldn't think of a reason you'd want to come. I thought you'd want to come and interview me.
Well, okay, I mean, all right. Well, I didn't know about you until you called. Now, clearly, I'm mesmerized and intrigued, but I mean, I think about things like Canada's Wonderland. You know, doesn't do it to me.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls, concerts at the casinos. I mean, look, I enjoy Falls View Casino. I'm not just saying that because they advertise with it. I think it's a terrific place. They put on some terrific shows, but it's just not worth, the $200 for a COVID test plus what I'm going to spend on tickets, because I'm one of the idiots that goes to the secondary market, because when I go to a show, I want to feel the spit from the performers in my face.
You're not going to go to the Falls here anymore. You're going to go to the new concert hall we built here in Niagara Falls.
All right. Well, fair enough. But give me your overall take on the announcement today.
Well, purely political. We've had this now for the last month. We're going to have an election here probably the end of September. Everybody knows that. Everybody. And nobody's saying anything but. And once they call an election, any travel and speech buying has to come out of the political parties first. You have to pay for it themselves. Until Trudeau actually calls the election, he can get set around and dole out money here and there, all on the public dime. He doesn't have to use Liberal Party money. So that's what he's doing. This last thing is just another brick in the wall. He screwed up COVID-19. He didn't get a lock on vaccines. We were the only country for about 2 months. We were like the 80th country on our vaccination because we couldn't get the doses.
Right.
He made a deal with China, and that blew up. And then he was like Johnny come lately everywhere else. Now we're caught up now, thank goodness. We changed our second shots instead of being 2 to 4 weeks, turned into be 4 months.
Okay, hold on, because I find this interesting because a lot of times I get phone calls from people saying, how come America can't have what they have with OHIP in Ontario? And I want to see if there's any connection there at all. Hold on, Bert. I got a break for local traffic and stuff. So, all right, is it worth getting a COVID test and getting the vaccine and downloading this app to go to Canada? Are you going to do it? What is your compelling reason? Wearing masks, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, too, which kind of surprises me because anything goes in Las Vegas except what? Not wearing a mask inside certain venues. I don't get it because we all know that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except herpes. That'll come back with you. That's a line from The Hangover. If you're just joining us, Canada will let vaccinated Americans back in starting the 9th of August, but you're going to have to get a COVID test even if you're vaccinated. Say what? Well, that's what the Canadian government says, and you have to download this app and basically, what, fill out a travel itinerary to tell Canada where you're going to be, when you're going to be there. I haven't downloaded the app yet. Why? Because I don't plan on going to Canada if I have to get a COVID test. It does not make financial sense to spend roughly $200 when I'm already vaccinated to see stuff I've already seen before. I don't have a cottage anywhere in Canada. I don't have a cottage anywhere. I have one house, period. I have one car, period. I have no suits that fit, period. Thanks to COVID. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, back to Bert. He says this is all political on the part of Justin Trudeau. And I've learned one thing in life, Bert, and that is never trust a man named Justin.
Yeah, good for you. The other shoe, by the way, besides screwing up the vaccine, was he did not close the border. He allowed India, Japan, England, just a flood. There was not a single restriction on airline travel from around the whole world, even from China.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Bert.
Overdoing it. He's just overdoing it, Tom. He's gotten so much crap from the public about not closing the border. Now he's overreacting. He's allowing Canadians come home and allowing Americans to come over.
He's overcompensating. Well, okay, in this country, in the United States, Bert, why would it strike anybody? And I talked about this months ago. It's mind-boggling. Sometimes I feel better than Nostradamus ever could have dreamt. But I said, gee, with a whole bunch of people, tens of thousands of people flooding into our southern border from Central and South America and then being shipped all over the country, golly, do you think we might see an increase in COVID cases? Duh.
Not a concern to Canada. People don't qualify.
Well, not a concern to Biden either.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about Mexicans and so on because they are not U.S. citizens, and that's the only group that is being allowed in. A month later, they're going to open up to anybody can come through. But right now, and our border is porous enough for refugee claimants. Believe me, I was 22 years in the refugee business. I know what I speak. The reason I said you want to come to Canada to visit me, I am probably the one person responsible for the forcing kids to get a needle before they go to school in Ontario. Back in 1978, I got every school board, every board of health, and every city council in Ontario to agree to put a plan forward, which the government bought. And the simple trick was nobody has to get it. If you don't want your kids to get it, just send a letter saying, I'm a bad parent. I don't care about my kids getting sick. Now, we didn't word it that way, but that was the effect of it. And the numbers shot up overnight. It wasn't just getting a needle. The number of reports we got, like, we knew kids were protected. But
you're talking about vaccines, which had been, they'd gone through all of the clinical trials and all of the proper approval, right?
Yes.
You weren't talking about any so-called vaccine that was only an emergency use only situation.
Yeah, and that's where you're wrong on your natural immunity thing. We don't know if recovering from this disease will give you immunity, and we won't know for 3 or 4 years until it's been 3 or 4 years.
Well, every bit, this is a new virus, but every bit of information I've read with people who have had COVID, who have been tested for antibodies, is that they did have the antibodies. There was some concern over the PCR test giving you a false sense of immunity, but those concerns have been ameliorated over the past year since I started hearing about it. But it is apparently, I mean, we don't know how long the immunity from the vaccine is going to last either, because it's new, which is precisely why I wouldn't be in a big hurry, because it's new, to put something in the arms of children who ought to have a robust immune system.
Well, we didn't do that back in 1979. I mean, polio and so on have been around a long time.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think it's a false comparison. I don't think you can compare the so-called COVID vaccine with these vaccines that have been around for 30, 40 years, more.
Please, Tom, you got me wrong. All I was giving a little joke about, you said you couldn't think of a reason to come to Canada. I said to come and meet me, the guy that got vaccines in Ontario.
Oh, I don't take that as a joke. I take that as a very serious thing.
Well,
are you really the guy? Are you really the guy?
Yeah.
I think that's a tremendous accomplishment.
I think it is, too. That's one thing I did in my life I'm proud of.
Well, as long as you allowed for religious and medical exemptions.
You won't find my name mentioned. If you track it, you'll find, if you really could dig into it, and I think you won't be able to because it's before internet, the letter, the document that we provided, the Scarborough Board of Education. I was a trustee on it and on the Board of Health in Scarborough.
Well, I congratulate you. You've done a lot in your life. And, you know, again, those vaccines, I don't have a problem with those. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but it's not all about me, believe me. But I got to tell you, vaccines and I typically do not get along, except the flu shot. I don't really get a problem from the flu shot whatsoever. But, man, I've had some highly unpleasant circumstances with vaccines.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Yep. It's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So do you think that we're heading for mask mandates in New York State again? Las Vegas, Los Angeles, they're telling you if you got two-year-olds, you need to mask them up. Apparently, the American Academy of Pediatrics, none of them have their own kids. They just take care of other people's, I'm guessing. But the whole Canada thing as well, you have to be vaccinated. Is there anybody listening to me right now who has not been vaccinated who will get vaccinated so you can go to Canada? Or are you going to say, screw you, Canada, it isn't worth it? Is the promise of being able to go back to Canada worth your saying yes to the vaccine? Or are you just laughing about the situation? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And also, oh yeah, the other thing was, you know, what are you doing to lose the weight you put on during COVID? You know, what do you do to stay in shape? I keep on seeing people that I haven't seen for a long time who didn't gain a single pound during COVID, ran into a couple of people who lost a lot of weight during COVID. I hate them all. And most of the people that I know ended up, as I did, you know, basically, hey, is that Tom or is that the Hindenburg just before it blew up? Closer to the Hindenburg than the old Tom. But I'm working on that. I'm addicted to the treadmill. Like, if I don't do the treadmill, I'm a miserable human being. So I love doing it. I love sweating between that and the weights. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Now, don't worry about the heart. Heart's fine. It escaped any serious damage. Can't say the same for my brain, but that's a long time ago. Let's go to Kevin in West Seneca. Kevin, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
It's a great day. It's Monday, but it's still a great day.
Yeah, I was thinking about like the whole thing with Canadian border. I'm not vaccinated. A son just turned 1 year old today. And, we're not doing this whole mask thing. And, Canada was always kind of a second world country to me. And they're slowly becoming a third world country. The last time I was in Toronto, it was starting to look kind of like San Francisco with all the fecal matter all about.
Yeah.
I remember Toronto as a child and being a very clean and, you know, it's a very nice place to be. It's really not at all like that anymore. I just don't see it as being worth it. You know, there's nothing really special about Canada. I have family up there. I would probably just take my chance of getting in another way. But then, no, I'm not doing the whole vaccine thing. It's not worth it.
All right, no vaccine for you, and you think Canada has gone downhill, specifically Toronto. You know, it's interesting you mention that because off the air I was thinking, when is the last time I've been to downtown Toronto? And it's been ages. I'm talking decades.
It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. I mean, I've seen people defecating in the streets, and they're just absolutely awful. Just very filthy. Just doesn't look anything like what I remembered it being. I, you know, don't plan on ever going back to Toronto.
I'm glad you called right before I was going to eat something. Very, very nice of you. save me some calories. All right, buddy. I'm glad you called. No vaccine for you. You're done.
All right. Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you. Next up is another West Senecan. So, Bill, are you going to get yourself vaccinated, go to Canada, get a COVID test after you've been vaccinated? We ever going to get out of this? What are you doing to lose weight? Talk to me.
No. My major concern was, and I'm not pointing at you, I'm just saying a lot of these people think that the vaccine's a cure-all. But people that have been fully vaccinated catch it one or more, two times, different variants and so on and so forth. So, it's just like I'm kind of confused that these people are going, oh, I'm fully vaccinated. I'm good to go. Don't worry about me. It's like, hello? That seems like a sense of false security.
Well, the Moderna people say their vaccine is 95% effective. By definition, of course, that means 5% ineffective. But if you're trying, and they are, if they're trying to get everybody in the United States to get vaccinated, you got to give some incentive. For example, maybe Canada shouldn't say if you've been vaccinated. I mean, you play a probabilities game, because let's say, I mean, the more people that are vaccinated, in theory, the more people that are vaccinated, that 5% that ends up with COVID, there's less of a chance it will spread either through acquired immunity from having had the disease or vaccinated immunity.
Understood.
But, I mean, I understand what you're saying about a false sense of security, but quite frankly, I mean, I think most people are COVID-ed out. I think most people are pandemic-ed out. It was a tough year and a half. Life is finally back to normal, and I don't think people want to let it go. I think if they try to shut things down again, they're going to be in for a massive civil disobedience.
Yeah, that was one of my points is the big push to be vaccinated. It seems like it's a government thing. Is it a form of control, or, you know, like, who? Okay, good question. Who pays for these vaccines?
Well, ultimately, I presume it's the American taxpayer, because the vaccine cost me nothing. The COVID test cost me like $200 every time.
Well, no, but then I hear government officials saying, oh, we've got so many doses, we're going to send them over to this country and that country. And it's like, yeah, you got so many doses, and we're going to give away American taxpayer dollars?
Well, we do it. We do it every single day. I mean, this is, you know, honestly, I'm an America first kind of guy, but I have no problem with the United States sharing its COVID vaccines with the rest of the world, especially because it's not like you can't get a COVID vaccine because somebody in Belgium is getting your dose.
No, I understand.
I mean, anybody, and that's one of the reasons I just find everything so preposterous at this point, is anybody over the age of 12 who has wanted a COVID shot has gotten a COVID shot. So that being the case, we still have enough domestically. I don't mind sharing the wealth in a situation like this.
All right, just a quick ender, and I'll let you go. But, you know, at first when COVID came out, they said it can live on surfaces,
yes,
substances for so long.
Yep.
They actually had a chart. And then I heard that, no, it doesn't live on substances. It's got to be inhaled. And then now we're going back that, yeah, you can get it from touching stuff. So
that, look, again, I have to tell you, that to me, the reason people are vaccine hesitant, that people aren't talking about, is, frankly, CDC has got so much wrong for the past year and a half, that it no longer, in my humble opinion, is a credible news source or information source of COVID. Because you're absolutely right.
I agree with you 100%, and thank you for taking my call.
All right, well, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. No, I mean, folks, come on. If I said that I was an expert on something, but then you caught me, if I claim expertise and you, Mr. or Ms. radio listener, caught me in five major factual errors, what would you say about my claim to be an expert? You would say, yeah, you aren't an expert. And that's the way I look at CDC. I can cite five things they got majorly wrong, or as Donald Trump would say, bigly wrong during the pandemic. And you know, they're still the experts. Look, I don't make any money off this, believe me. But the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they have provided excellent coverage of COVID since it began, and excellent questioning. And you know, this, and again, this leads us to another issue that has been talked about over the weekend, and that is the Biden administration's push to have the social media companies basically eliminate free speech in America. Folks, if you don't think that's a problem, you're not paying attention. Because if there's only, I call it Unithink. I've been calling it Unithink now for, what, a year? And I'm afraid, unfortunately, once again, I have proved to be uncannily accurate. They're using COVID as a unithink tool. You don't, you know, you say the wrong thing on Facebook, you're done. Even if what you said later proves to be true, you no longer exist. You are depersonalized. It's really scary. Trump was the authoritarian? Really? Biden's the authoritarian. All right. Oh, Canada. And I can't believe this is the 40th anniversary of the death of Roger Doucette, one of the greatest singers of the Canadian national anthem to have ever lived. He sang for the Montreal Canadiens at the old Forum. And I mentioned his name today. Then somebody said, do you believe it's 40 years to the day since he died? I haven't mentioned Roger Doucette in a long time. What are the chances I'd mention it today? Well, 1 in 365. I guess I hit the number. Okay, let's go to Lou on a cell phone. Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Lou, you're on WBEN. Hi.
great talking to you. Yeah, so I'm not going to be one of those people that would be willing to get a vaccination to travel to Canada. And, in fact, you brought up the ineptness of the CDC, and I think it actually goes much further. I was just talking to some good friends of mine. One of them's a CFO for a pretty good-sized company. The whole supply chain in this whole entire planet has been destroyed from the actions of government and their response to this pandemic. I don't care who you want to blame, whether it's Trump. It's just government ineptitude, as usual. And you can see it in everything that we do. When you're calling a support line and you got to listen to someone's cat in the back, or they're mowing the lawn while they're at work and everything else. Like, what in the hell is going on with us anymore as a country to just allow this? I don't know why in the world we have decided as a society that we're going to allow ourselves to be led around by the nose. But it reminded me of something I heard a long time ago, and it had to do with dying. Dying is always hard on the people around you. You don't know any better because you're dead. Well, it works the same way when you're stupid, and this is being played out right now, because the people that are stupid and just lapping up being told what to do by everybody, we're the ones that are paying the price for it. And that's all I have to say.
Very interesting take. And let me just tell you, the reason people were so easily controlled, fear. Fear overrides reason every single time.
Absolutely.
In the vast majority of the population. And that's a very salient observation. I thank you. Let's go to Kevin in Clarence. Now, to him, it's worth it to get tested to go to Canada. Kevin, what are your circumstances?
Yes, Tom, that's correct. I just got the vaccine on June 23rd. My family and I were in Canada for Canada Day 2019. We did go to downtown Toronto. Now, everything was clean. I went to a few museums, and it was a good experience. Anyways, I hopefully will go back there in, say, August. But to me, getting tested is just a minor inconvenience. I've been tested before. I will take a PCR test. That's fine.
Well, you may have better health coverage than I've got. What does it cost you to get tested?
Zero.
Yeah, see, it wasn't that way for me. I got tested. I thought, actually, I'm stupid. I thought the COVID test was free, right? I had to pay like a copay when I got there, and then a month later, I got like a $200 bill per test. Like, are you serious?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was not the case for me. Yeah. And there's an event coming up in February, too. I would certainly like to go up to Canada for a February event, too. So there's a couple of things I plan to go up to Canada for.
Well, I, like I said, everybody's circumstances are different. And for you, you have made the reasoned decision that your circumstances are worth getting vaccinated.
Correct, yes.
What you want to do outweighs any concern about the vaccine or anything like that.
Yes, exactly.
All right, fair enough. Well, we said it, you know, all day long today. I mean, your individual circumstances determine exactly what you want to do in terms of the vaccine and whether or not it's worth it for you to get tested to go to Canada. We thank you very much, sir, for the phone call as we approach 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you on a Monday. We're going to want to stay tuned because coming up next, it is the WBEN Evening News with Tom Puckett. That will be coming your way momentarily, and then we'll continue to keep you up to date on traffic and weather and everything else that is going on in this huge universe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.